Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight, Tuesday night all over the world, open mic. Or maybe it's Wednesday in some places, but they're still going to hear us on Tuesday. All right, around the world, open mic, the show where you can talk about whatever you want. And by the way, if you call in, turn down your video, your radio, whatever device you have. And please try not to call in on a speakerphone because it distorts the reception. All right. Inner Sight. Oh, by the way, the number to call, 213-816-1650. Hopefully we'll have our engineer in here soon and try to get some phone calls. Yeah, so the big word of the day, and it really bugs me, and I'm sure millions of others, how one person in Washington by the name of Nancy, one person could prevent the funding to go out to all people, all of us who need help, you know, and hold up the whole economic thing and slow the economic recovery in this country. You know, I don't think that that's right. I heard something on the news tonight that Senate Majority Mitch McConnell is going to take some kind of action to try to straighten this out. And, you know, the senators have a responsibility not to let one person stop this thing. I mean, it's not like the whole Congress has voted against it. You know, this one person who's not allowing the funding to be sent out. Now, Mr. Trump, you can say what you want about him. I don't know who's going to vote for him, who isn't. I don't even know. I don't know who I'm voting for. And if I did know, I wouldn't put it on the show anyway. But he went up in the amount of funding. You know, that's according to the news. That's what she wanted. So she got that, and she's still not satisfied. Now, this is what, like the second or third time, I believe, if I recall? That's not right, what she's doing. You got to think of the people who need help and compromise. Life is a compromise, Miss Nancy. You know, it really is a compromise. You can't have everything you want all the time. And especially if you're in a position of responsibility where you're in, you know, you have say over the lives of millions of people who were brought into this virus by the medical profession and the politicians. I mean, we didn't ask for this. They didn't protect us from it, obviously. And now I'm hearing that there's a few other countries that have no virus. Well, what's that all about? You know, obviously, they have a lot tighter control. Now, that kind of control, where you don't let in an illness, is good. That's a good control. See, but it certainly didn't happen in this country. So we urge Nancy Pelosi to, you know, come down and pass this thing and let it go. You know, let the money go. She's acting like it's her money. It's not. It's the American people's money. And we have a right to get help. So we're going to see what happens, but I'll tell you the way I feel, vote for anyone that she endorsed, that Nancy Pelosi endorses, because they're probably just like her. And she's making Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris look bad, I'll tell you, by holding up the help for people. Because you can always go back and get more help. You know. But let it go. Go, Nan. All right. Inner Sight reminds you and told you about it. Oh, there's a lot of things going on. Did you hear about the business with this one big firm? I don't want to mention their name because they don't pay me for that. Big conglomerate of research people, you know. They had to stop the experiments on the vaccine. People got ill. Now, I'll tell you something. It's going to come out. They haven't said it yet. They're not telling you how many people got ill. They said the other night on the news, they said one person. There's one, there's two, or there's two, there's four, and so on and so forth. I have a feeling, and this is mere speculation, but I have a feeling that hundreds of people became ill, maybe thousands. And they don't want to release that information. We warned people months ago, and it's in the archive. I don't know which show it was, but I mean, if we really, really wanted to, we could find it. We warned people, and we said months ago, that the vaccine is going to make people ill, and it's going to make the situation worse. So there you have it, coming from Inner Sight. And what they need to do is get some of these holistic doctors involved in this and say, what do you recommend? Because the medical profession not only has failed to protect us, now they're failing to create an immunity. So we really need to, these people really need to wake up. And if they have any intelligence, use it. And get some other people in here. Make it a partnership in trying to deal with this virus. Because there's a lot of things that they don't know that can help. And the main thing is the immune system. You know, you hear people wear the mask, some people say wear a shield, you know, over your face now, you know. That's not going to stop you from getting a virus. What's going to stop you from getting a virus or get a mild version of the virus is your immune system. That's what's really going to stop you. So there's ways to protect that, ways to strengthen it. And these so-called experts need to start taking a look. They've failed miserably. They really have. This business with the vaccine is just further proof that they're not on the right track. Inner Sight, open mic. I want to thank the Big East Takeda Rescue for all the food and the gracious way that they have graced my life with a beautiful Akita, a guide dog that I trained on my own. It's guide dog, National Guide Dog Month, and we're trying to get a story on Eyewitness News about it. We hope it comes through. There's a post up on our Facebook. Two questions. Only the guide dog schools can answer those questions. And I doubt very much if they will. Big secret, because there's no law, because they don't have a license to train a guide dog. They only have a license to raise money. All right, so Inner Sight, and our hearts go out to the Big East Akita Rescue, and as you've heard us mention on the show, deepest condolences for Virginia Lee Diamond, the mom of Joanne, who's the director of Big East Takeda Rescue. And by the way, their number is 609-388-7004. All right. Big East Takeda Rescue. Adopt an Akita. Great, great dog. I could talk about my dog forever. I mean, I could do at least 20 shows on her alone. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, open mic, and Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there, a cool guy who cares about Inner Sight, has helped us. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard it right here on Inner Sight. He'll like that. Around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, all the others, Inner Sight with this reminder, go an extra mile for a child. Watch out for them. Take care of them. And cherish them. And give the little disabled ones a little extra attention. Because they're going to need it. All right. What we got? Around the world, Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Check it out. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Now, he's a great guy. He works for a living. The Nobody Starves on Long Island is his nonprofit group. He doesn't get paid for it. And he helps dogs, cats, other small animals, food. And he also has some connection with veterinarians, so if you need to get some more information, 631-484-3085. Check them out, Gary. Around the world, my good friends at the Long Island Connection, Terry, Bobby, and Rocco. Haven't spoken to them in a while. I got to catch up with them. Some good people over there. And we urge you to take a look at their Facebook, the Long Island Connection. All right, what else? Around the world, some of our friends who's helped us in the past, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com. Now, if you want to know if any of these folks are open, you know, you got to look them up on the internet. Because some people may be closed. All right, we have open mic. And hopefully we'll be able to get some calls in if you want to take note of the number. 213-816-1650. Don't forget to sign our petition. We have the post for the petition up there on the Facebook now. So people can sign. And, you know, our goal is to pass a law to protect people who are denied guide dogs, quote, service dogs, and to protect the people who donate the money. That's the general public. To get the dog trained. So check out our post on Facebook. You want to be a friend of Inner Sight, just send us a request. Remember, we have trouble seeing these things, so sometimes it takes a while for us to respond. Inner Sight, open mic around the world. By the way, we're on television Thursday night, new time, 7:30, Channel 20. And tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 at 11, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So Wednesday nights and Thursday nights are inner sight nights. Okay. Open mic, where you can talk about anything you want. And I heard that Mr. Trump got a little annoyed with his organizer because the guy didn't plan enough rallies. So he's out there, and of course, you may have heard that he tested negative for the virus. All right. So obviously he doesn't have it anymore, which is good. It shows you that maybe he's not so crazy after all. And Biden also tested negative. So we're happy about that too. I don't know. I didn't hear about Mrs. Trump. I hope she's okay. I'm not sure, but I believe maybe they said she tested negative, too. I'm not sure about that. Maybe we can get a clarification on that. All right. Around the world, inner sight, there's supposed to be a debate Friday night whether or not Mr. Trump is going to be a part of it. I don't know. He said it was a waste of time, so... You know, we'll have to see what he does with that. All right. Inner sight, open mic. And my other line is ringing. But when I'm on the air, I don't answer the phone. This is open mic. So if you can hear me, whoever's calling, call back later. Yeah, open mic. Stand by, folks.
Hello? I'm on the air. Keep trying.
Yeah, inner sight, that's our, engineer and having trouble dialing in. Well, you know, tonight is that thing on the that big shopping thing on the computer, so who knows what's going on with that. But this may turn out to be a one-man open mic. And we've been there before, folks. All right. So, Election Day coming up, you know, what, a few weeks away? Yeah. Now, a lot of people have already voted in the mail, you know, which to me is weird and silly. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't vote if I can't read the information. We fought for that, and we stand by that, and, you know, I believe in that. So the people that have voted already, they obviously, I haven't heard any counting of votes, you know.
Finally.
Any figures. So we don't know who's ahead in the mail votes or who's behind. Anyway, inner sight, that engineer?
That's a frustrated engineer. I actually recorded the phone call process so I could send it to blog and yell at them. How's that?
Well, tonight's that big thing on the computer, so...
I don't know what the heck it is.
Jammed up.
All I know is I'm pissed off.
All right, so while you're angry, do the Able News. We don't want to forget Angela.
No. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled, to serve the disabled community, for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank. And also we have Maureen waiting in queue, but she was on, and I don't know if you heard her or anything, but... she didn't answer when I...
All right, so don't forget to sign our petition.
Yes, please.
On the guide dog schools, change.org. And I would venture a guess that next month, ABLE News will have a picture of one of two people on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Who?
And you can... you can pretty much figure out who those one of two people would be. All right. Around the world, in a site, open mic, and 213-816-1650. Let's see if we can take a phone call from our friend from Queens, Maureen.
Yeah, she put in a, you know, wanting to speak, so we'll see. Hold on.
Live on Inner Sight.
Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have trouble calling in? I just want to know.
I can hardly hear you.
Not tonight, I did. Oh, wait. Can you hear me now?
No.
Yeah.
Can you hear
me? How about now?
Better, much better.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, my phone is really acting crazy, but no, I didn't have any trouble getting in tonight, no.
No, I
hit
did
it for the, you know, one, and you said that I was on and then I was off or something.
No. When I came in, okay, I put you off because I wanted to quickly speak to Frank, and when I put you in before that, just so, you know, at least you could talk with Frank, but then when I came in, you weren't speaking. I don't know.
I didn't hear anybody say to speak. I just, you know, I had hit one, and then you came on, and Frank was
talking,
then you came on.
Okay.
And then, you just, yeah. Then, you
I thought
know,
you heard on mute or something, you know, when you heard it. So.
No, it wasn't.
You didn't hear on mute?
I had just,
wow.
I always do hit one, and then I was waiting, so then you said about it going off.
See, that's
or something,
another
but I didn't hit it
messed up, too. The prompts in the gift line, Frank, I messed up. That's the problem, I think. You know?
Well, you know what? My adage is the more we progress, the more we go backwards. that's what I live by. Well,
all right.
At least we're on now, so.
Yeah, right.
How's your mom? Did you see your mom?
Yes, I did. It's just... it's so bittersweet because she just said, can I come home with you? Which is so sad.
Aww.
So sad. And,
you can't blame her for that.
You know.
No, I can't blame her.
I know. How many times, when can I come home, get me out of here? And you know, just, can I come with you today?
I have no
it's
place
just great
to put
my
mom. Mom. Yep.
Yeah, well, no. I have to find a place, too, because this ain't going to work out because... it is too small, and now we got new neighbors who are pains in the extremities, shall we say.
Oh, no.
Oh, they come the other day. Mm-hmm. They come the other day, and they got a bench for the backyard. Okay, we told them they could use the backyard, but it's put right up against our bedroom windows. Hello?
What?
They have the whole yard, and they have a porch upstairs. So let them put... so. My roommate went out the other day because the door opens opposite it. He almost fell over at night because we've been feeding the cats.
Oh, my.
Almost fell
what
over.
Are they playing, baseball back there or what?
Huh? No, I mean, it's a pretty big yard, so we said they could use it. It's no problem. But to put a bench right by people's bedroom windows?
That's
you know?
A problem.
I'm sorry?
Maybe you can get them to move
that's
it to the other side.
Yeah, well, he called the landlord yesterday because he had put it down in the yard, my roommate. He put it back up. So I said, well, you're going to have to call him and get it straightened out right from the start before it goes any further, you know?
I agree.
So he did. I'm sorry?
I agree with that.
Yeah, so he's a nice landlord, so he said he'd talk to them, and then last night it was taken away. But the nerve, and they have a porch upstairs. Let them put it there or in the whole rest of the yard. Then they had barbecued, right? Now, instead of cleaning out the charcoal like normal people do, no, they turned the barbecue upside down and had all the briquettes all over the yard.
Why you do that? That don't make sense.
They're crazy.
That is crazy. Then you could start a fire.
Yeah, because some of them were still smoking a little. But who the hell does
That's
that? Crazy. I mean, you take them, you clean the barbecue out. And you, no, this is how they emptied the barbecue. So they're going to be real
Well, they ought to wet that down if they're going to do that.
Yeah. So
you have a hose out there?
Well, I don't know. Let them take care
easier.
Of it. It's there.
It's been a lot easier. Leave a bucket there and fill it full of water as soon as they start barbecuing. Fill it full of water and just leave it right there. Seriously.
Huh,
put it right
mean,
next to the barbecue.
Yeah, they should wet it down somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't they have any brains to know to do this?
No, obviously
not. No. No, I mean, they come
we have
and they
some callers, Frank, by the way, also. We have some callers, too. I just want to alert him that we have callers.
Oh. Yeah, so, you know, so I got to get around because this ain't going to be the place.
definitely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they'd be right outside the window we were going to have for her, so. You know, even though it's gone, you just don't know what could be next, you know. So have to find a place. That's it. I just have to. I'm going to check into that place down here. I don't know if it's a senior housing or a co-op. So I got the number. So tomorrow I'm going to give them a call and see what they have to offer. It's only 3 blocks away.
Well,
so.
Maureen, you're over, you know, 55. You could probably look in some of those, too, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so that's what I'm
going to
check.
My brother was telling me that it's easier to get a one-shot deal now, so at least that could help.
Yeah, well, we did that, but you have to wait till you get the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I got five envelopes from Jamaica. Because you have to wait till you get the apartment so they know how much money to give, you know.
Oh, sure.
Now, this one-shot deal is really always like this one shot, seriously speaking, only? What happens if, God forbid, something happens in your life and you need two shots? I mean, I'm out of curiosity.
Well, there's a time period that has to lapse between it.
Okay, before you get a second shot? Sorry. Excuse me.
You're lucky you're getting the one.
Exactly. Sorry.
Right? Be grateful for that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But
I
went to Alice's about a month ago, and a sister filled it out on her over the phone on her computer, and we were leaving that day, and I get a call from the man. He said, no, you can't do it now. You have to wait till you get the apartment. So in the meantime, Alice got all information saying what I had to send, so I went back the next week, spent an hour and a half on the phone. The one did the IRA and read the whole application, which took quite a while, an hour and a half, like I said, 7 parts. And the same thing happened. I get home that night, and the lady said, no, you have to wait till, you know, you get the apartment first.
Yeah.
Then I get five things from
sense.
Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how much to give you.
Of course, yeah. So I'm just so sick of paperwork. I'm so sick of everything. Really,
sounds like my life.
So
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had to say that. It just that's just been my life. You know, I have something funny. I sit down and I'm actually, you know, going through something that's actually, you know, a change. I really am. In my mentally, physically, everything, you know, and I really think it's for the best. I really do. But it's like, it may sound crazy, but you ever just feel like in your mind's eye that it's going to be for the better, but until you physically and mentally go through it, it's just going to be a full struggle. That's what's happening to me right now, you know? Until everything happens, until it all goes, you know, gets all said and done, I'm going to really go through a full, you know, assault on my body, you know?
It's just,
yeah.
Well, the body changes every 7 years, too.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. I tell you, it's happening, Frank. It is. And it's going to happen for the better, I'll tell you. It really is. I just have to be mindful, you know.
Maureen, we're going to try to take some other phone calls, but you have anything else?
Not really. It's the same old yada yada. Same old yada yada every day. As my
different day.
Keep looking for that place,
Day.
You know. That's the thing, man.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I still have those alerts, but like I said, there's not many, so, you know, I've been still
Want to try to get her out of there before the winter, because that's a hard time.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I want to do, you know, so, you know, so that's why I'm trying my best, but, you know, it's just sometimes just seems like a dead end, you know. And
I'm going to check a place out for you tomorrow here in town.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Frank.
Stories.
If there's something there, you know, in town, and it looks good, let me know. I'm thinking of something, and I'll talk to you about it tomorrow. If there's more than one, okay?
Well, I gotta find out
about it
what there
mom.
Is.
It's about for mom, too. All right.
Anyway, inner sight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you, Maureen.
All right, take care.
Okay, take care, guys. Okay,
all right, take care, Maureen.
You too.
All right, we have another phone call?
Yeah, we have two. One is Louie, and one is a caller that I'm not familiar with, but hey, welcome.
All right, live on Inner Sight. Let's take the other one.
Okay, he chimed in, and he'd like to...
Inner Sight Live, hello.
Hello.
Open mic.
Hello.
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 Mr. Perino. Hello, Mr. Van.
Oh, you changed your number again. You keep changing.
Sweet Caroline.
What were you today?
Should have known it was you.
What is about?
Yeah, I know.
Is it open
You've got
mic here? Open mic?
Yes,
talk
yeah.
about whatever you want?
Yeah, yeah.
What, dear?
Say to your heart's content, Missy.
Is it tonight? Is talk about whatever you want?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
open
let's
mic.
Talk about Section 8. I can't get in there, and it's been 2 years, and they haven't called me Section 8. What is going on with that?
You know what? It's a really, really, really long list. Politics, and they don't want to spend money on it, and it's really bad, Caroline. It really is. It is. We're all talking about housing now. Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Ms. Suzanne, are you still in the same place with your husband?
Yeah, we're still in a freaking one bedroom underneath, you know, his mom.
Right.
What?
Is there any hope, Mr. Perino?
Well, only if Innersight gets the money.
Yeah.
That's the only hope
There's
I
more...
see. These politicians are all crazy. None of
right
them
now,
give it to
I,
them.
I'm sorry, Frank. Continue.
I called Silo today, and they never pick up the phone. I asked for Ekaterina, and she never picks up the phone. About you know, looking for Section. I'm on the list, Mr. Perino, and they don't call me.
They don't call anybody anymore. Honestly. They really don't.
So what
I'm going to say
Mr.
that.
Mr. Perino about the situation
yeah, well,
with the housing.
Yeah, well, Silo is controlled by the state, so there's the
yes,
politics again.
Yeah.
Right.
They used to be one of our sponsors, but we've asked them to do that again, and we've emailed them, we've called them. I'm hoping if they're listening, they'd call again and really re-enlist and be a team member with us, but I don't see that happening. I'm hoping that they will. I really do, because they're very good people, some of the people there, and we'd like to continue it, but I don't know if they're going to do that anymore. I'd like to hear from them, honestly.
How is your place, Caroline? Are you still in the same house?
No, Mike is asking you a question.
The bank took it over, and nobody wants to buy it. My bus driver, Scott, he showed me the pictures. They remodeled everything, and guess how much they want? $300,000, and nobody's buying it.
Yeah, because nobody could afford it right now. That's it.
Right.
Plain and simple. People are moving out of New York. Seriously. They are, because they can't afford it anymore.
The producer. Well, dear, this is insane. Nobody wants to buy the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who wants to spend $300,000 on a bad economy, right or wrong?
Yeah, right. Who has that?
Yeah, basically, who has it?
Then you got to pay the taxes and everything else.
Exactly.
Somebody called me today, which was a very interesting call I received. Rent. They're doing this now. Rent with option to buy. I'm like, rent with option to buy? They're doing that now?
Yeah, because they're getting desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, they are, Frank. Rent with option to buy. I'm like, okay. And then my husband walks in the room, and I'm like, okay, interesting. And then I clam up, and I said, call back another day. I'm like, what am I going to say? You know? Rent with option to buy. You know, I'd like
hey,
to get
Caroline,
to that.
Hey, Caroline,
yeah.
Do you own the house?
Yes, dear.
Yeah.
You do?
I used to own it 5 years ago with my husband. Then John left me. We were married 20 years. Listen to this. He stopped paying the mortgage 5 years ago, and the sheriff came and said, the lock is going on the door, and all your furniture is going to be in the street. So they gave me 5 years to stay in the house. So John left 5 years ago, and he stopped paying the mortgage. So the sheriff said, in 2 weeks, you have to leave.
Oh,
so
my.
They did it to my girlfriend across the street in Selden. She had two little children. 10 years ago, and they threw all her stuff in the street. But she got to live there for free for 5 years. And her
was that
husband left
right?
her. Yes, I'm not kidding. They let us
it's
live
right.
there.
Yeah.
Just, all I had to pay was for the electric and the water for 5 years, and then the sheriff finally came. He says, you got 2 weeks, and the padlock went on the door, and I had to leave. It was scary.
Yeah.
And then I went into my brother's place.
Well, there's supposed to be a law now in New York State that you can't dispossess people.
Yeah. Yeah, right now.
So
yeah. During this pandemic.
You may very well be protected.
Right now, yeah.
Right.
They can't dispossess you right now because of the virus.
Everything broke in the house because when he left, I didn't know how to take care of a house. So it was terrible. Everything broke in the house, and I got to live there for 5 years for free.
So you're not in the house anymore?
I lost the house just about exactly 3 years ago. John moved on, and he went to move with his sister, and we got divorced.
You have an apartment now?
Nope.
Where are you now?
Going to be a grandmother, Mr. Perino. Going to be a grandmother, grandson coming after Christmas.
Where are you living?
My grandson's coming after Christmas,
a
new baby.
You didn't answer the question. Where are you now?
In a shelter that I don't like, and I want to leave, but I can't because I have no place to go.
What about your daughters or your sons?
They're having babies. There's no room. They're in a one-bedroom apartment. Are you joking? They're struggling themselves.
Well, can't you all help each other? We're living in this house.
The landlord said no. The landlord said no. There's three steps going in the place, and he doesn't want a disabled woman in there who can get hurt because the bathtub is not handicapped, and I cannot lift my legs over the bathtub. You know how it is when you're disabled.
No, that's not. Don't let me get started. That's not legal.
But it's the landlord said this
fair
place
housing.
Is only it's for two people, and the baby's coming, so it's going to be crowded. You understand? The landlord said no.
Yeah,
how
you're better off
fit
with your own apartment.
A little baby in
you
the one bedroom.
Off with your own apartment.
I mean, are you joking?
Yeah.
What?
You are better off with your own apartment, but you're in a shelter.
I've been looking on Craigslist and Marketplace.
Yeah.
Marketplace rentals. Your bus driver, Mary, and she's a doll. She found something in Ridge like 3 months ago. She found a two-bedroom for $800, and she loves it on Marketplace Rentals Facebook. And it was potluck that she found it.
So keep looking.
Really?
I would. Yeah.
It's annoying. She looked for 3 weeks, and she finally found something. Her husband died, and then she had to find a new place to live, but it took her a little while, you know?
But is she on a wheelchair?
No, her husband was, but Miss Mary is my bus driver, and she told me, you look on Marketplace Facebook, then you type Marketplace, then you type rentals, and you have to really look, and she got two bedrooms for $800.
That's
bad. Great.
Yeah.
Not bad, right?
No,
but
not a bad
she
at all.
Locked out.
Crazy.
And there's no laundry. No washing clothes.
That's horrible, though.
You know, no laundromat.
Well, you
got
to go down to the river and wash your clothes, you know.
No, go to the sink.
Yeah.
Go to the
Indian.
No,
we're
going to come to your house, Torino.
Do you hear what Frank's doing to you? He's terrible.
You go down to the river, see, and you look out, you don't get scalped down there.
Oh, Frank.
There's an Indian guy walking around down there.
How's your new doggy, Mr. Perino?
Hey,
how was your new dog?
Good. Oh, he's doing
how what?
What's
he's
the
doing
dog's
mommy
name?
My dog?
I miss Windsong. Windsong, your dog.
Oh, you'll like this one if you liked Windsong. Oh, Windsong was beautiful, but this one's beautiful too. You'll like this one. Really, you will. If you like
right,
one, you will like this one. Let's put it that way.
Caroline.
Yes, dear. God bless you. We love your show.
Hang in there. And
hang in there, really.
Check that out, what Mary told you.
Yeah.
I did. It's very difficult to find.
Keep looking. I would. Really. All the time.
Well, I'm not patient with computers. They want your email address. Oh, it's so annoying.
I would dedicate an email for that only. You could create free emails all the time for, you know, Gmail and stuff like that. So I would do that.
Right. Yes.
You know.
My best friend created an email, and we're waiting on a phone call. Westbury, $9.50 a month for a studio. Is that cheap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
keep
cheap,
doing
isn't
that.
It?
Yeah, that's very.
Yep, we're waiting on the phone.
I mean, around
call
near me. You want to know how much it is around near me? Oh, my God.
Come on.
Highway robbery.
Come on.
Seriously. I mean, we were looking for Maureen, and each apartment, oh, my God, is like 2,000 something. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah. 2,800 was one of them. We were like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're lucky that those are like that. For real, they're very expensive.
We got to promote the frolic, so we got to get Louie on the line.
Yeah, we got to get
Louie
on the line.
Thank you for calling, Caroline.
Bye.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Call once in a while.
Sing,
okay.
Sing my favorite song off the air, Frank.
We will.
All right, later on.
Okay, later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. At 213-816-7900. 1650. And let's see, tomorrow night we're doing a show, Gotta Buy Our Freedom.
That's so true.
Thursday night is where I think we're going to do a show on the questions that people can't answer.
Yeah, that's true. They're limited
so we'll
in answering, let's put it that way.
Figure that one out. Inner
yeah.
Sight and Louis Rivera. We got Lou on the line?
Yes, we do. He's waiting patiently for you.
All right, let's get Louis in here. We're going to promote the Friday Night Funnies.
All right.
Live.
Here comes Louis.
Inner Sight.
Hey,
hey Lou.
Hello, everybody.
It's
how you doing?
Radio Land.
How you doing? I heard you. I know I heard on the phone. Sweet Caroline, good time never seems so good.
I heard that, huh?
I didn't cry to believe and never would.
Oh, my God. Really having a problem with that one tonight.
I heard Neil Diamond wasn't feeling well. Hope he feels better. But after he hears that, I don't know.
That's right. He might come on
yeah,
the show and correct it.
Yeah, Frank and Suzette. I was singing that song, Good Time Never Seems So Good.
Oh, he corrected me.
Yeah, we heard
that's
you,
that's a
Lou.
Good one. Yeah,
tell him
good.
About Friday night.
Yeah, tell him.
Hey, Caroline, I missed your phone call. I hear through the blower, through Caroline's voice through the phone, talking to Frank Perino and Suzette Rossi Ferreira. I like her voice through the phone. I heard it.
Oh, he's flirting
yeah.
already. Uh-oh.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah,
but
you're flirting, uh-huh.
Nah, he doesn't.
Flirting with? No, never. I would do that.
Good boy.
Flirting.
He's a good boy. Yeah, you're a good boy. You are.
I'm a handsome guy.
Oh, he's a handsome guy, eh? Yeah,
well, what are you going to do Friday?
Guy.
You got any good ideas for Friday?
Yeah, I got to find out.
I already did Phil Rizzuto past Friday and Pat Cooper on a Friday.
Yeah, we
you
did
know.
That. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I want you to make
you
a Spanish. A Spanish sandwich on the air.
What about a Reuben sandwich?
That's
a Reuben? There you go. That's a good one.
A Jewish Puerto Rican sandwich.
What's it, with corned beef?
Yeah.
What were you in the mood for? Anyway?
Corned beef? No. Corned beef is not a Reuben sandwich.
No.
They put sauerkraut and the whole nine yards on it. I can't
that's
eat
it.
If I lift that sandwich. If I can't lift that sandwich, my mouth ain't wide enough. I can put horseradish on it.
Horseradish?
Oh, I love horseradish.
I love horseradish. I really do, actually.
How is that horseradish? I never tasted it.
A little hot, but if you like hot, you'll like horseradish.
No, give it to
really?
The horse. No, no, I'm not eating it. Give it to the horse.
No.
I don't think a horse would eat
it. It has nothing to do with the horse. Really,
what?
It doesn't. It has nothing to do with the horse.
They're
why
hungry.
Why do they call it horseradish anyway?
I don't know. But
they made it, they made
the
it from the horse.
No. All of you horses.
No, I think somebody tried to feed it to a horse, and the horse kicked them and horseradish.
That's why it's called horseradish. That's probably right.
A horse, if you eat the horseradish, horsey, you got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, probably right.
Well, that would help.
Probably right there. Yeah, it probably would help the horse.
that make them throw up.
Probably.
Horseradish
is
good
stomach.
For you.
What?
Good
what,
for
the horseradish? The horseradish? I don't know.
Sure.
You like it on your hot
all right,
dog?
All right, in sight, horseradish.
Hot dog? I can't eat a hot dog. I'm allergic, actually. Isn't that weird?
They're good. I have it sometimes. It's my favorite.
What, hot dogs?
Your husband don't eat hot dogs, Suzanne?
No, he has hot dogs. He likes hot dogs, but I'm allergic. Go figure.
Well, you can't handle it?
No, I just am allergic all of a sudden.
Coney Island hot dogs were the greatest.
No. But they,
what about hamburger?
No, hamburger, okay. But the hot dogs, I can't eat anymore. It's weird.
Yeah. I can eat two Nathan's hot dogs with horseradish and mustard or sauerkraut or onions.
I can't eat any hot dogs anymore.
Yeah.
Not one. It must be the seasoning. It must be like the stuff that they put in it. I can't eat it anymore. It's weird. Very weird. I don't know.
And guys.
It's my body.
Oh, Suzanne, I don't want to eat a hot dog. Oh, no.
No, I love
them. No.
I actually do love them, but I can't eat it. I'm allergic.
You're making me sad.
All right, so we're
Frank, he's
have,
making me sad.
Yeah,
no,
Friday
I just
night.
Can't eat them.
Louis is going to tell everybody how to make a Cuban Jewish sandwich.
A Cuban
about the dog food. Cora Copia made from organic.
Oh,
yeah,
organic,
yeah.
Cornucopia. Yeah, that, remember that? He remembers that.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I can't eat it from the can. I'll have to give it to the dog. I can't eat it from the can.
Well, you can eat it from the can. You got to look out. You don't cut your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Putting love drops in the cornucopia.
Eat it with a spoon. I'll have to give it to you with a spoon.
Ooh.
And put your love drops in the cornucopia.
Ooh. Guess what? This dog don't eat cornucopia.
All right. In a sight.
Yeah.
And,
okay, ready for the Friday frolics?
Yes, we want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead. Good. Tell everybody.
Yeah.
What time?
Hello, everybody. Hello, this is Louis Rivera talking. Make sure you stay tuned on Friday night at the time 8 to 9 on Friday night on Blog Talk Radio for the Friday Night Follies. We're going to have a lot of fun with Frank and Suzanne. We're going to do Pat Cooper, Phil Rizzuto, a Reuben Sandwich, maybe. And and Frank's going to put on Laurel and Hardy, the Honeymooners. And da 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 da. Hey, Frank, is that the Family Philosopher?
Yeah. And we got to try to get Louie to sing a Pat Boone song, an old Pat Boone song.
Ooh, a Pat Boone song.
I don't know the words.
Well,
I'll help you. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll help each other.
I'll sing Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah. We'll see you Friday night, Luna. Now, today's Tuesday. Don't forget now.
Thursday.
And Friday, don't forget Friday, folks. Make sure you turn on Inner Sight Frolics on Blog Talk Radio. And have a good night, Suzanne.
Aww.
And Frank. And I love you,
aww,
Suzanne.
Aww,
all right.
You too, and I love you too, okay? You have a good night.
I'm a handsome guy.
Oh, you always are. So have a good night, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Inner Sight Open Mic. And around the world, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. We got a few minutes left. And don't forget to sign our petition, Guide Dog Awareness, not Awareness, but National Guide Dog.
Yeah, I know.
Month,
it used
national.
To be called that.
All over the country.
Yeah, I know.
All right?
No, it's
the,
funny. When you know it one way.
We celebrate the guide dog and a lot of the good trainers who train them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There's a lot of good trainers.
Yeah.
The politics of the school is another thing, but the individual trainers, some of them are good.
Yeah.
All right.
What's
so sign the petition.
The person that helped you, David Burke? right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dave was great.
And do you still know if he's alive?
I don't know. I haven't been able to find out.
If you're out there, give us a call. Give him the number.
Yeah. Well, Dave knows the number of Inner Sight.
Oh, there you go. The heart.
He should know. He knows about Inner Sight.
Yeah.
So hopefully Ms. Pelosi will get it together and let that stimulus money come out.
Yeah.
You know, and stop acting like God.
Oh, God, that was terrible today.
And, you know, everything is, you gotta be prepared to compromise.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd say.
As long as it doesn't hurt people.
That's true.
So we urge Miss Nancy to relax, sign the thing, and get it through, and get people the help that we need, you know, because, you see, she really ought to be angry at the, she is angry at some of the politicians, but she really ought to be angry at the medical profession, and now these stupid people with this vaccine business wasted all that money.
Yeah.
You know, she's not addressing that. That's what she should protect us with.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see her insist upon bringing in other types of healing to deal with this thing.
True. That'd be nice.
She really wants to do something constructive.
To help people, yeah. That would be
so
nice.
That's my message to Ms. House Speaker. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. And it was announced on the news earlier that Mitch McConnell is working on some kind of legal maneuver. So we'll see what comes up with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night show, you know, there's millions of people who are slaves in this country. We're going to explain that. And we're trying to buy our freedom.
Yes, we are.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow night, because it doesn't seem at all that the politicians are going to give us that freedom, even though they don't have to pay for it. In fact, they could save money on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Around the world, I want to thank all our callers and Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Thank you.
And my buddy Louie and all the others, and 98,500.
Yeah.
Headed for that 100,000 mark.
Almost 600. Remember?
Almost 600. All right.
Yeah,
all right. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. And remember your oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar. Good stuff for the immune system. Keep it up. Keep it high.
Yeah.
Makes you fly. Inner Sight told you that. Around the world. And thank you so much. We'll be with you tomorrow night with another episode that you won't hear anywhere else. Only on Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.